News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
I'm very disappointed because Elon knew the inner workings of this bill better than almost anybody sitting here, better than you people. He knew everything about it. He had no problem with it. All of a sudden, he had a problem. And he only developed the problem when he found out that we're going to have to cut the EV mandate, because that's billions and billions of dollars.
Donald Trump has accused Elon Musk of being hostile towards his administration, while Musk has accused the president of being in the Jeffrey Epstein files as the public feud breaks out between two of the most powerful men in the world. Trump has also said he didn't know what had changed in their personal relationship.
Elon and I had a great relationship. I don't know if we're well anymore. I don't know what it is. It's sort of Trump derangement syndrome, I guess they call it.
So bromance is dead. And for more on this, I am joined now by Errol Musk, who is Elon Musk's father. Good morning to you, Errol. This escalating row between your son and President Trump, is it all down to his criticism, do you think, of the big, beautiful bill? Or is there more to it?
No. It's simply Elon's fixation on trying to balance the budget and not print money against goods not yet produced, you know, that sort of thing. So Elon sees it as, you know, paying out money or producing or printing money for goods yet to be produced in the sort of very economic theory sense, you know. So it will fizzle out. It's the alpha bulls, you know, having it out. It's what happens when you've got a bunch of alphas together and leading a herd, whatever kind it is.
So you think this row will fizzle out between them?
That's all.
And you think it will you think this will fizzle out, this row between them? You think
they will be a
reconciliation?
Yes, yeah, it'll fizzle out. Yes, it'll fizzle out. You know, it will fizzle out when they come to terms with each other.
Okay.
It's
some people might think that there's no way back for Elon with Donald Trump. Things like him saying Donald Trump is named in the Epstein files and that's really why they haven't been published, etc. And last night on Twitter, when somebody called for his impeachment, your son commented, yes. Do you really see a reconciliation between them as possible?
Yes, no, absolutely. There will be reconciliation. This happens in families. It happens, you know, between brothers. It happens in companies between CEOs and the directors of a business. It's normal as they battle it out to each make their contribution as they sit, you know.
Okay.
So it's unfortunately one of the difficulties of the people who have ability and common sense is that they tend to all feel that they should be in charge. Everyone thinks they are actually the general.
Okay.
And unfortunately, that can't be the case. But in the end, they do find a sort of compromise and they will be back on track again. I've no doubt about that.
Can Elon afford this battle of wills? $150 billion has been wiped off the value of Tesla.
Well, you know, about $250 billion was added to the budget, to the value of Tesla recently. So, you know, it's not an issue to do with Tesla. Tesla is, a private company like any of the others. If you look at any of the other companies, they're having the same problems. So it's got nothing to do with Tesla. But, unfortunately, there are people like Elon Trump, I imagine, and, you know, who insist on standing by their principles, and it takes time, which is a good thing, and it takes time for them to bow to each other. It's just one of those quirks of nature, you know.
Errol, what do you say to people who say that this is very unedifying, that this is something that drags politics and statesmanlike behavior and in terms of people being role models like Elon Musk or Donald Trump, that it drags them all down into the mud and this kind of public mudslinging at each other?
Yes, it's true. But at the same yes, it's true. That is true. But at the same time, it's edifying to know that they also have their difficulties. They're not smooth operators who just get away and everything's smooth. It's important for people to see that everyone, even at the top, has the same kind of problems that they are having. And so, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with people saying, I don't agree, and, you know, or disagreeing, let's put it that way. Until they find each other, that's normal. It's normal in every walk of life.
What did you make of Elon's claims that Donald Trump would not have won the American presidential election without him?
Well, you know, they're barbing each other. They're throwing barbs at each other. I mean, I imagine something like that. I can't see Elon actually saying something like that. That's not his way of saying doing things. So I can't imagine he would say something like that.
He tweeted it on X, on his platform X. He said he wouldn't have won without him. He said the Dems would be in charge. He said without me, he wouldn't be where he is. And then he wrote, ingratitude. Such ingratitude.
Well, you know, Elon is not a sage. You know, he's just a young man, still a very young man. And he's, venting himself, you know, give him a break. He's not the Lord. I mean, he's just a person, and he's venting himself. He feels hurt, and he's saying things like that.
Yeah.
They will make up. It's normal.
A lot of people wouldn't think this was normal. This level of I suppose change from being such close allies to such public animosity that it wasn't normal. Another question about Elon: if Elon had a problem with the sort of the tax changes that were being brought in what's being referred to as the Big Beautiful Bill, or if he knew that Trump was contained in Epstein's files, if these are true things, why wouldn't he have said these beforehand? Why would he have supported him for election if he thought he was in the Epstein files? Or why would he not have spoken out before the bill was passed?
You know, all I can say is I know brothers, you know, that have been together all their lives, have suddenly flared up against each other and sworn never to speak to each other ever again.
Yeah.
And
they're not brothers, though. They're no relation.
It's only a matter of time.
Okay.
Yes, I know, but I'm just using that as an example.
Sure.
And then pretty soon afterwards, they solve their problem. It's important, you know, if you look at the histories of England, for example. I mean, the histories show the same arguments happening between all the various, you know, kings of England through all the centuries, the same sort of things.
Kind of Henry VIII and people.
Yes, well, you know, you look at Henry III and Simon de Montfort, you know, which wound up so much of Simon de Montfort insisting he's the king and Henry saying he's the king, and wound up with Henry de Montfort being beheaded after the battle, you know.
Okay.
So,
Have you spoken to Elon recently?
Not about this. I've over something else a couple of days ago, but nothing like this. In fact, it's caught me by surprise as well. I'm quite surprised.
And how has he been? Because this spat has been brewing for a little while. How has he been?
Nothing. There was no mention of anything like this. Nothing. No mention of this.
Okay. Was Elon, I mean, he's an unusual man. He's been successful in many fields. Some people would say he's exceptional, but he is definitely unusual as well. Was he always different growing up?
Yes, he's very headstrong. You know, he detests a lie. He'd rather, you know, sort of die than being caught out himself in a lie sort of thing. You know, that's his sort of motto, his pledge to himself in life. And so, yeah, he overdoes it a little bit, you know, the tendency to always try and do the right thing. So sometimes, you know, you have to bend with the wind, you know, is what I would say.
Do you think he always does do the right thing?
He tries very hard to do the right thing. He does. It caused me a lot of difficulty in the past when he was a boy. But yes, he always tries to do the right thing. And I don't know, he's maybe it's autism or something, I don't know, but he's very determined. He's always going to do the right thing. And right now he feels he's doing the right thing. But, you know, with a little bit of time and a little bit of talk and understanding, they will iron it out. It will fizzle out.
Errol Musk, Elon Musk's father, thank you very much for joining us. That's an unexpected there at the end.
Yeah, very much so. A couple of things there that you could unpack if we had the time. But I don't think it's going to fizzle out based on that or other comments.
I don't think it's going to fizzle out. I also wasn't expecting him to call his son autistic on air, but there you go.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.